Okay, so we're starting a new sugya. Unless anyone has any objection, we can start a new sugya. Is that okay?
That's fine. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to look at the Tosfos yet.
Okay, so that's...
Questions on yesterday's share?
That I asked. Anyone had any objection? I was trying to get through like with a humming, you know, to make it through without the noise. Yes.
One issue was the Lashon of being called Migum Makom Edim.
Yeah, okay.
The way we learned it last night, it's not Migum Makom Edim. It's more that the Taina is not viable. So he does a straight up Hidas Baldin. Unlike the Rush, where there is this kind of a unusual Migu that could have won if Migu could beat Edim. Sounds like what Rebbe was saying yesterday, the Taina is undone by Hidas Baldin. So we can't accept that.
But then let me ask you a question. Is the Rabbi Chanan any better?
You mean using Rabbi Chanan and the Mukhi Yosef, you mean?
Yeah, Rabbi Chanan learned Chan the Rashbam with Chuz Taina. So we're just saying very similar to Rabbi Chanan's Chuz Taina, just lowering it. We're just saying Rabbi Chanan using Chuz Taina in a vacuum, all by itself, without Raya. Just Chuz Taina alone does it. And we're saying that all Chuz Taina does is give you the Koyach HaTaina. The Koyach HaTaina still needs a Migui. So is that any, I don't know. I would assume that we're no different than Rabbi Chanan because he's using Chuz Taina and the Hodos Baldim is killing this Chuz Taina and we're using Chuz Taina. The fact that we need Chuz Taina plus Migui, I don't think it makes any difference.
So it could be that I understood or didn't understand a little the whole terminology a little differently. I thought that Rabbi Chanan's Chuz Taina was the whole package of Migu is Chuz Taina. So however that works and however that makes sense, that's going to be limited. That's going to be fighting over here against Aiden. The Chuz Taina says, give me the Taina of Haishtara. That's my Chuz Taina. I could have said that. And therefore, believe me with, I'm not sure Rabbi Chanan would say the new Taina is, but then the new Taina's support is the Koyach of Amigo, and that's against Edim. I thought what Rebbe was saying was...
The Edim are not against what he is saying. The Edim is against the Edim, where Rabbi Chanan says it, is that you don't have a Chuz Taina. He says it pretty beferish, that you want to come along and say you have a Chuz Taina, you could have said Haishtara, then you don't have a Chuz Taina. Right? He says that.
The tiny head is Chuz of is you yourself are being made is not true.
Right.
But if that's how
he after Lita no Koach and Nemon is Shotaino Acheres, even the MS ain't no Adem Klau. The MS ain't no Adem, so there is no Koach to that Taina. There's a whole the Hodos Baldin tells us it was a mistake. We were under an illusion. We thought he had his Koach in that Taina, but he really didn't have any Koach in that Taina. We were under a mistaken impression. We thought he had a Koach HaTaina, but he really didn't. So I think Rabbi Chanan is much worse. Rabbi Chanan is saying the Edim are telling us that the Taina that you could have said did not have any Chuz Taina. So the Mimela did no Chuz Taina to transfer to you. Migu Makom Edim means you did have a Chuz Taina. You transfer you to Chuz Taina. But even though you get a new Chuz Taina, it loses to Edim. Over here, the Edim are Megada that you never had a Chuz Taina in the first Taina. So I suspect Rabbi Chanan is much worse than me even, because there's really no Shaykhah speaking Makom Edim. The Edim aren't fighting anything because there is no Chuz Taina. According to me, at least the Edim are fighting something. They're fighting a Koyach HaTaina. You wanna say this is a Taina? The The Eidim are saying it's not a taina. So there is a fight in something. According to him, the Eidim are not fighting anything. There's nothing. The only kayach here was chus taina, and the Eidim were megada that there is no chus taina.
Rebbe, doesn't that make him much better, in fact, than Rebbe's mahalach? Because the Muki Yosef or really if the Rishbam is saying that shnei tainas look yachol yis emes. Emes means emes or sheker. It doesn't mean do I have a taina or not. It's very different. When we say chazak shenim a taina means the guy is this taina falls apart. It's not that it's not emes. It says yachol yis emes. So usually means can we work that out to be emes? So either he has a koyach and a monas koyach a birur. Rebbe's saying, well, mice, there's no taina here. Like in the Russian world, there's no taina. Doesn't mean emes or sheker.
The reason why it's no taina because it's not emes.
I understand. But that's not the lashon of shnei tainas yachali as emes. That is all different in these cases because both are able to be emes. That's not the way to say that grammatically. Certainly.
Okay. Okay.
In general, to say that we're not worse than Rebbe Chanan in light of Rebbe's 10-minute pickbook on Rebbe Chanan.
No, but that was Rebbe Chanan's pickbook was something else. Rebbe Chanan's pickbook was, that we were having the big pickbook was, that Rebbe Chanan is, first of all, is doing three things that are very, very radical. It's just included. One, he's making a machlekes rishayim about the Yisaydi Amuna. Like, we don't make machlekes rishayim in basic Yisaydi Adas. Two is, he's making that there's a machlekes rishayim, and yet they're in these basic things, which has like hundreds and hundreds of nafkaminas, and yet the rishayim are mikatzer, and they don't speak out what they're really arguing about, and they don't bring rayas from over Shas to prove who's right. They should have brought a raya from Migida Oza. They should have, you know, there's so many cases that they could have brought rayas from. Back and forth, and the Rishayim don't say anything. And three, he's making a horrendous dafik that the Ramban and the Rush that said that the Rashbam is fair, that they misunderstood the Rashbam. They just missed the boat. They didn't understand what he's saying. They misunderstood the Rashbam because they didn't know this whole Yisrael is Chosaina, or he said Ramban. And say, you know, so those were my, and then the fourth thing is that all the Achrayim who explain Migui, they all learn Migui as a Raya, and that's why they say Migui Ha'adah doesn't work, and a Migui Arubik Omarim doesn't work, and he's going, you know, against all the Achrayim from the last 500 years, Pashtus. But okay, now there's a different thing. There's an old Daichik in the Lashon Rashbam. That wasn't part of my tirade.
Okay, so if Rebbe's saying that it's a little bit of Daichik, but Rav Chanan is no better, so fine. If that's what Rav Chanan, I'm fine.
I have to think about it, but offhand, that's definitely, you know, I have to think a little bit more, maybe. But I'm just saying, offhand, Rav Chanan, I don't think is any better. So,
okay. Next question I have.
Whatever Rav Chanan will say, I will say yes.
Okay. The next question I have is that when Muki Yosef then asks the Kasha, he says, "Afagav damin migu kehaydele kamon migu di beomar minach zavinta."
Yes.
Now over there, he says, even though you're at least implying by the taina you did say that it's not minach zavinta.
Yes.
And the answer is, well, there's a difference between implying and saying b'feirush. But in his Kasha, it sounds like the Kasha doesn't really line up with the flaw that he's finding in the current Migu. Because in the current Migu, he's saying, a Migu needs a cyst of a little guy called a taina. Your little guy called a taina is something that you yourself were hadas ba'din against. But the taina that you're actually using, which is Haishtara, is where Rebbe set it up yesterday, is your hadas against it.
No, not true. I didn't say that. That was in the Rush. In the Muki Yosef, the taina that you're actually using is, I had a shtar and I lost it. I'm not saying the Rush doesn't, the Muki Yosef doesn't give it to Rush. The taina that you're using, the Rush is the one that said that the taina that he's using is the hashtara, because that became part of his original taina. The Rush disagreed with that. I hold the Muki Yosef agreed with the Rush that the original time it was really only I bought it, and you're allowed to come back and say I bought it with a different star. It's not a question of Chazir Magid. So the Taina that he wants to win by in the Muga Yosef is that I bought it with a star and I lost it. I was just saying that that Taina that I bought it with a star and I lost it is, even though it, you said it, but halachically we don't give, we laugh it out of court, because like the Rush seems to say, when a guy walks in on something that's not his, he says that I bought it and I have no evidence, and I don't even have a star, and human nature is always to have a star. You look like such a liar. There's no basis. We wouldn't even bother being geiris you. So it's not, it doesn't have a kayach of a real taina.
So where's the taina? Where's the attempted taina to help the Migo win?
The attempted taina, I said that I had a star and I lost it.
So the attempted taina is being destroyed by Hadar Spaldin, or the attempted taina?
No, the attempted taina is intrinsically not, it doesn't have its strength because it's not such a ridiculous taina. I'm tying the cow jumped over the moon. You know, we don't listen to such a thing. I'm tying, I had a star and I lost it. I tell that to the Marines. But that is what you're timing. But you're using Schus taina to take the kayacha taina that I had of Hashtara, which is a good kayacha taina, and to booster the taina that you are saying that I had a star and I lost it. So you the taina that you are saying is that I had a star and lost it, just like on the Lamed Vav, the taina that you are saying is that I bought it from the Goyim. So you're making a taina now, but that taina is so weak that it doesn't carry water, because you're going against the Marikama, and it doesn't carry weak. So you need Schus Taina to give it Chashivas, to give it a boost, but the not to give it Kayach Namanis, because then I also asked yesterday in Svar to Rav Ochanan that Tainas don't have Kayach Namanis. They just happen to win coincidentally because there's nothing buying against it, but it's not the Taina that has Kayach Namanis. But a taina has a kayach ataina. That tainas do have. So you can take the kayach ataina that a taina has and transfer it.
So you're using the kayach ataina of high stara to boost the silly taina of stara
into a taina. But not
into a taina only.
Kayach, not to take kayach namanis, because I don't agree that any taina even has kayach namanis. If you win, it's just because you win, because you're muksik. It's not the taina that has kayach namanis. But there is a kayach of a taina.
Okay, so the kayach of a taina, we're borrowing taina, which you already, your original taina, and right, we're taking that kayach of taina and moving it into the silly taina you're trying to use now, right, to at least to assist the assistant to assist the migu.
And the same thing was over there on Lamed Vav. You made a silly taina that you bought it from a guy. We have no evidence, no nothing. And bought it from a guy who bought it from you, but I could have said I bought it from you, and and then I would have had a valid taina, could have a cheskes kemushanim, that's a gesheshim al taina. So I would have had that's a valid taina to say I bought it from you, since I'm there for 3 years. So both
the Mukhi Yosef and the Rosh hold that the taina of Shtar HaValiv Erchis is be'etzem a useless taina.
Yeah, but I would say that, but according to the Rush, therefore it's halachically viewed as your Shtar is viewed as your Shtar, and you can't be Chayzer Magid, so to speak, I'll be Din Taina, Chayzer V'Toei, and the Mugi Yosef would not go that far, that even though it's a useless taina, doesn't mean that your taina has to be locked in to be hashtara. You know, a person can say a useless taina, okay? But the Rosh said a chiddush, which he himself argues with, that hashtara is a chedek of your taina, and therefore you can't change it in Hilchas taina. That's already quite radical, and the Mugi Yosef pashas will disagree with that also. They will say that when you're chayzer, you can be chayzer to a hadash char and I lost it.
So are there two separate machlokes in the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef?
I don't know. I don't have the cheshbon, but maybe it could be there's some more than one machlekes. It could be.
Rebbe, according to Rebbe, it comes out that Rav and Rav Yosef are arguing on the second slav where you have this little helper taina. Not it's mashma they're arguing on din birur on migo working or not. Much more close to the Bachanan's world. Of an etzem argument, Rebbe's making it like the old
very very unhappy to say that rather than Maroim are arguing how Migui works. That's very good for Yeshiva Shetaira, but I don't think the Yeshiva will allow you.
I'm saying forget about Rebbe Chanan, right? 100%. I'm just saying Rebbe's. Again, Rebbe's trying to say a mahalach without using Rebbe Chanan. I'm just saying Rebbe's mahalach without using Rebbe Chanan, right, becomes a machloikis in a side world of does does he have a small taina or not, or the taina is on crutches, or whatever, in that world of taina, not so much as in the actual beerer. And the way the Gemara says chas v'vam, I'm saying the Gemara seems to be a etzem argument on the entire Nemanus, and the way Rebbe sets it up is that the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef is on this little tiny portion. Is that still kept alive or not? Now Rebbe might say, why is it better than okay. Rush? But that's what it is.
I don't know. You could probably say that the Machlokes is whether saying that I had a shirt and I lost it is considered a tiny intrinsically by itself, without having to borrow koyach ha-taina from the other taina. That would be a machlokes. That's what they're arguing in, according to me. Now, they're arguing whether this is considered a taina by itself, or it's only a taina if you can borrow the koyach of the other taina.
Meaning the Rosh is really good.
It's funny. Rabba
would hold the koyach in the Mugayot safe. That Rabba would hold that intrinsically, when I say I had a shar, I lost it, that's a taina. And it should join with the migui, or migui doesn't need a taina, either one. And Rav Yosef is holding that's not, migui has to join with a taina, and saying I had a shar, I lost it, it's not a taina without schlis taina, and you don't have schlis taina here.
What made us say that the Rosh
Hashanah is not a taina at all?
What? Something I have to talk.
Sure. If we have an Amora who holds that Star Habali Berchis is a legitimate taina, why do we read the Rosh to
feel? I was saying that in the Mugay Yosef. I wasn't talking about
it. We have such a Shita, so why do we have to read the Rosh that it's not a taina, rather than the Rosh just saying it could have been a taina, but Kivan Shehigid?
Because the Rosh says Star Habali Berchis is what the Rosh in the beginning says. The Rosh says Hashtara is what is part of your taina, because otherwise you have no koyach in the shadan. If Havad Ishtara Ve'erkes is a taina, then you don't have to make Hashtara part of his taina.
Why?
Because there's no reason. I bought it. That's it. I don't have it. When I say I bought it, they say, where's the star? I'm not telling you. I'm not discussing it.
That's not
Havad Ishtara Ve'erkes.
To say I'm not discussing it, that's not a taina. But to say irkis or to say haishtara are both taina. It's not border.
I didn't think so. I thought that when I say haishtara, I bought it. And I don't discuss where the star. This time I have a star, I bought it. I had a star. You know, yeah, whatever. I bought it. I had to make a kinyan somehow. So that's I bought it, or havli star vi irkis, to me are exactly the same thing. I bought it. I made a kinyan, and the star. I don't either. I was kind of without a star, or I had a star and I lost it, or I have a star and it's somewhere. Whatever. I think those are all the same thing.
So Rebbe's saying the reason, the only way to understand the rush of high shtara being part of the taina and having kivan shehigid is because if you don't have high shtara, all you have is irchis or silence, then you have no taina at all for Bezin to listen to.
Right, and that's good for what the Rosh disagrees with. The Rosh says, and no, it is a little bit of a taina even without it. And the Rosh says that's why it's not part of your taina.
And the reason why the Rosh did this is because he didn't like the Nemukhi Yosef. Which part of the Nemukhi Yosef didn't he like?
Okay, I don't know. I don't have enough of a cheshbon.
He beat up the Rashbam when there's an Amuchi Yosef who likes the Rashbam.
Yeah, because then he didn't like even Maiskel's Taina in the Amuchi Yosef also, that you're transferring over Kayacha Taina. Pashas, even that degree of Skos Taina he doesn't like. Even this small Skos Taina Svara he doesn't like.
So instead he chose to read the Rashbam in a way that he totally rather than
and it was very I got a pleasure. I don't know if anyone appreciated it, that the fact that he reads the Rashbam, the total opposite is that according to him, the Rashbam is saying that the Taina that you could have said is not Yechol Yosemes. According to the Rush, what he's saying, the Taina that you are saying is not Yechol Yosemes. So they're opposite, you know, different readings of the words of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says normally you need both to be MS, but here you're missing both. Which one are you missing? So he doesn't say. So they have totally different readings. According to Yosef, you're missing here the one that you could have said, which is using the Schluss Taina, which is the source of the Schluss Taina, and the energy of the Schluss Taina, whether it's like Rav Chanan like me. According to the Rush, you're losing the one that you are saying, because this is your Taina. So this is what you are saying. Very nice. I mean, that's nothing to do with yesterday, but just it's very nice that the Rashbam and the Rush have such, you know, different readings in the Rashbam. It's just very nice to see how you can take the Rashbam's words and read it two totally different ways, and that the Rishayim or Almais are arguing about that. It's just nice.
The Rashbam's lashon of that it's a migo makom edim does support the Rosh's direction.
Yes, the Rashbam's lashon migo makom edim is fits better in the Rosh. As I would agree. Okay, I would agree. Yes. Okay. That's what I was saying. That it might say the Shren Ra and the Rav Chanan too. We'll have to think about it, but you know that we're. In that regard, I don't know if it's great, but we're no worse than Rav Chaim. But yeah, right.
Yeah, but the Rashbam doesn't say a word about Chayz of Italian.
Okay.
That's the Ikazach. How in the world does Rashbam miss Chayz of Italian if that's the main thing?
Okay. All right. I want to start Titus. If people are getting impatient, I think people who are not. I suspect that some people are not into this last, so we'll give it the dices. Okay, we're starting a new sugya, brand new sugya. I happen to like this last sugya. I think it was very nice. I have to say, all right, we'll see. I think it's especially because we're arguing about Chanim Shannon's Chus Taina, which is you know the whole world discusses. So I like arguing with him. I don't know. I can't say. We have the same thing, if those recall, in Yevamos, that the there's a Briska Rav on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. It's in the Pilpushir that the Gemara wants to learn out from Bor and Eish, certain Tzad HaShavas. And Tzivis assumes that if you learn out from a Tzad HaShava, Bor and Eish, you get the kudas of both.
Baba Kama.
Oh, that's Baba Kama. Sorry, not yeah, yeah, Baba Kama. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, and Rav Velvo.
The Briska Rav's in Yevamos also. That's the big Nesra.
Yeah, but it comes in on the Rav Velvo, and he says, "Some cheshbon, why you only get the Pturim of one?" And basically, he does that by changing shat in Pturim, in the whole system of how Pturim work. That is not. The others are defined by their which are most similar to whatever. So all the Rosh Hashivas go with Rav Velvo, but the problem is Rav Velvo's arguing with Isis. So like you know, how can you go with Rav Velvo when he argues with Isis? And it's not like he has he has a reason or he has found some sheet to. So it's like Rav Chanan is arguing, even Rav Chanan admits that he's arguing with many Rishayim. Here he says in the piece that we did that's 2 days in the Ran, and he says that that's why the Ramban and the Rush didn't agree with the Rashbam. So he agrees that the Machlekes is Mishainim. And then you're gonna then the Rashivas all go in and take this Yisayin throughout Shas, like it's a Dover Pasha. I don't know. Okay. That's the Taisus. Okay. So the problem is that what kind of Mimanja, who's right? Either Rabbi Yosef or Rabbah. So why should it be that one is right by we pass it like one by Arab and we pass it like one by Zuzi? The Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish.
Are they both Madayas?
That's what Tyre is going to talk about. So we have to have a retizes. He's going to talk about.
I'm saying before we get to the Hilchasog, Rabbi understands that as both. Okay, fine.
Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were both Abdadai opinion, yes. Rabbeinu Shmuel Mepir.
They were coming by Dayas? Not because
they
of,
were
of
coming
the land.
By Dayas. Okay. Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish. The Misab can I command Hilchasog. The Sarek Litzel Gudafarej. In other words, over here we have a Sveika Dedina. And what do we do by Sveika Dedina? We say that by the money, we leave it where it is. And by the Ara, by the money, we leave it where it is. And by the Ara, we leave it where it is, which is by the Muksik, right? We leave it by the Muksik. So you have to say that according to the Rashbam, when you have a Suffolk by land, you don't know what to do. When there's a Marikama and a Muksik, the Rashbam is saying that the Muksik wins. Right, because
what's a muxik?
We have a guy here who's on the land. He does not have a cheskas gimel shanim.
But so Rabbi said we don't have a muxik.
He has a holding, but he does not have a cheskas gimel shanim. The other person has a marikama. If there was no svek in Adina, a very strange Rashbam. If there be no svek in Adina, and just we don't know what happened. I'm a Marikama. You're holding it. You say you bought it from me. I say you didn't. There's no proof. No proof either direction. The din clearly would be that the Marikama wins, which means that the Marikama beats the holding. But over here, according to the Rashbam, we have a right. Because that everyone agrees. If you have a suffix, it's time of a suffix, and we don't know whose field it is. So the din is that the Marikama gets the field. I am holding the field. So called by the Cheskas Gemoshanim, you lose. So that means that Marikama is stronger than holding. But over here, when we have a Sveika Dedina, because we don't know who's right, Rab or Rava. So comes along Rav Ide Bar Avin and says, Hilchus HaKavosei B'Rava Da'ara, Teheka Dekaima Ara, take him. Hi, since you have a suffix, give it to the Marikama. So he's saying that for some reason or another, over here, since it's a suffix, how we paskin, we go ahead and we give it to the toughest.
Maybe because he's a suffix if he's a muxik or not. It's not pshat. According to Rabbah, he might be the muxik. According to Rabbah, looks at him.
Not a
why? Muxik.
Because Rashi, Gam Shnei Chazaka Lo Hechazaka.
Poshet
Pshat. Star doesn't make you muksik. Star is a raya.
I own it. Right, the Raya shows I was telling the truth.
That's
a Raya. The Raya that I'm the owner. I'm the owner. What better muksik is that? Not a muksik of tfisa, a muksik of ownership.
That's not called muksik, because muksik says amazing. Muksik is based on a mitzvah mechavero on a Raya. We don't know if you own it.
If Rabba says that I own it, then I own it. According to Rabba, I own it.
But we have a suffix if Rabba is right. So we don't know.
So that's suffix muksik.
Excuse me. According to that, every time you have a suffix, who owns it? And we go buser mare kama. We don't say, well, maybe I own it, so I'm muksik. We don't say such a thing. We have
according to Rabba, I'm for sure muksik, right?
But we don't know that we paskin like Rabba. We have a suffix that Rav Yosef is right.
So why should it pull me out of the land? Why should it pull me? Why should that suffix me out of the land?
Why not?
If I'm vade there, according to Rabba, so I'm vade there. But so therefore, we want to be mitzi me out of the land. If I'm a muksik in the first place, okay. But if I'm vade 50% in the land and you could see me there, so maybe it's hard to pull me out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I don't know. Let me read Taisus. Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish, the Misab Kerekaman Hilchasa. So again, so according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, since we have a suffix, who's right? So we go ahead and we pass in that by land, we leave it by the Tophis, not by the Marikam. Says Tophis, Sorek Litchoik, Udafarish Lechadek, means fake of the Trey Vitrey, fake of the Dina. You have to split between Trey Vitrey and fake of the Dina. Why? Because so by Svega Trey Vitrey, we know the order of Machminin Becheskes Marikama over here. I'm just reading it. Over here by Svega Adina, we don't go by Moser Kama. Aye, by Nitzan Achse Devar Shacha, I mean Uge Trey Bahade Trey, Uge Nitzan Becheskes Bar Shacha. We do go Moser Marikama. So we have a Sira. Here we have a Suffolk who we passed in like. And we go ahead, and according to Rashbam, we leave it by the person who's physically toughest, even though he doesn't have a cheskes kemushanim. And by in Ksuvis, we have a suffix of trey v'trey, and we leave it by the marikama. Dira, so you have to say according to Rashbam. Awesome. Also means in Ksuvis, have a trey v'trey. Come on, the lesson, Dami. Over there, trey v'trey is come on, the lesson. The ukme are of the cheskes marikama, and therefore we go by the marikama. Abba called the misakan on dina, come on. But here we have a sfeik of the dina. Awesome, lo shai kule hai, the memar, ukme acheskes marikama. The noitim yada muksik, the daicheku. The shai is, what's Tavis' answer? You know, before he said the daichek, but what's he trying to answer?
Don't we find in halacha?
What?
I can say, if some achlek is supposed to, can't the guy say, lididi, I paskin like this guy?
He sounds like he's saying just the opposite. He's saying that we don't rely on Marikama when there's a Sveik of the Dina.
How does that apply by Mominus?
Who's the one that says the Didi? Like that's the I don't know who's saying that.
By Mominus, how can you say Lididi by Mominus? It's a good other person will say Lididi. How does that even apply?
I think he means Kimli. I think Rabbi Meltzer is saying Kimli.
Kimli, right, the Kimli, yeah. Right.
But the question is, but who gets to say Kimli, the Marikama or the Muksik? So it comes back to the same question.
Uh-huh.
In other words, why, whoever, you know, which one's stronger? So what's his answer, Tavis' answer?
Commander Lesser, Commander Issa. We throw out the two guys. We have
Commander
Lesser,
Commander Issa. Okay. There's outside the switches. Tavis and his having a thought. Trey, Commander Issa. says Maskana is the Chayish command of Lassa. Okay, that's what Shmuel says. Who wants to disagree with Shmuel?
In principle, yes, but not this time.
No, this
can we explain what Shmuel said, please?
No, in other words, Tzivos had a kasha that Tzivos was medame the suffix in Ksuvis to our suffix. So it sounds like the lashon of Tzivos is Tzivos says Hosam Ave Tre Vitre Commander Lesna. Now that those words commanded, we know in Yeshivish Sprach, I don't know in Tzivos. There's Yeshivish Sprach who command the Isa and command the Lesa. Command the Isa means that both sets of Edom are here. So it's 100 versus 100. Command the Lesa means that the Torah never gave power to Edom when there's another Edom or they kill each other. And therefore it's not 100 against 100. It's considered 0 against 0. Because the Edom kill each other and they therefore they decompose. So it sounds like the words of Tzivos, I would agree with Shmuel in this sense, that Tzivos, it sounds like the fact that Tzivos makes this word command the Lesna, obviously it sounds like that's important to Tzivos. So therefore you would assume that the movement of Tzivos is that Tzivos in his Havamina was thinking that it's commander Isnu, Trey, commander Isnu. And for some reason, if you say it's commander Isnu, then Tzivos felt then you should follow the Moreka. You should follow the, excuse me, what I lost the judgment. Tzivos had a problem. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand why you don't follow the Muxik. The Tzivos kasha was that we should follow the Muxik since it's Trey V'Trey Commander Isa. Tzivos answer is Trey V'Trey Commander Lesa. And since it's Commander Lesa, therefore we go Buster Mari Kama. Okay, I don't know what this far is exactly, what one thing have to do with the other, but Shmuel is saying that's the reading of Tzivos. The fact that Tzivos brings in his answer, Commander Lesa, that means that in his Havamina, he didn't know Commander Lesnu. So apparently that's the answer.
So he knew that because either he agrees or he doesn't agree. I mean,
I don't know. Either Commander Lesnu is Daichik or that Commander Lesnu makes for a reason. The difference is Daichik. I don't know. What did you say, Chaim? I cut you off.
I was thinking that the Tosh is saying that Tosh always knew it's Commander Lesnu. But he thought that we see the din is when you have a suffix by a karka, you go basmar kama, not basmuxik. So
the answer
is that there's two types of suffix. That some sphikos we do recognize muxik and some we don't recognize muxik.
In other words, what you're saying is that you read the second half of Tzivos second half. I agree with you too. I would agree with both of you. That's the problem. That David's second half says, David makes an emphasis that it's a sfeika de dina. Come on. Hosam, v'shayach kule hai, v'meymar uge achesen marikama. It's not shayach by his face so much by his sfeika de dina. In other words, so the problem, which is really what they have to read. Now I have to go over and read Tzivos carefully again. Is Tzivos Asikasha. Tzivos compared Ksuvos to Baba Basra. So all Tzivos needs to do in his answer is he has to change one. Either he has to change Ksuvos and leave Baba Basra as is, or he has to change Baba Basra and leave Ksuvos as is. But in the words of Tzivos, Shmuel was right, and Chaim is also right. So Tzivos is changing both. Tzivos says there's no kasha, because Ksuvos is no problem. I got a chiddush, because Ksuvos is different than what you thought. So if it's a trade drake and lesser. Baba Basra is no kasha because Baba Basra is different than you thought. Because Baba Basra is a Sveik and Adina. You can't compare Sveik and Adina to Sveik and the Metzias. This is Sveik and Adina. So it's a plea of dicatisis is that he's giving, you know, make up your mind. What do you want to answer? You're not giving two answers. You only have to give one answer. Either you answer.
Maybe he needs to say
that makes a difference. Or you say Sveik and Adina is different. If the answer is Sveik and Adina, you don't need Gemara D'Lessa. Just say, Public Master is a Sveik and Adina. Right? Sveik and Adina is we don't use Marikamas, right? Which is a Yeshiva Sharet. Right? That's the Yeshiva Sharet, assuming that Marikama is a Cheskes Adin. So the old Davis at the end is saying a very simple answer that Marikama is a Cheskes Adin. Cheskes Adin with the Yeshiva Sharet is, I forgot who says it, but it's an early acronym. It's a Kutras of Sveikas brings it, that we don't say Chazaka is by Sveikas Adin. Because Mishuma Chazaka La Yishtana Adin, that's a Lashon. But over here, it's a Suffolk and Metzias. By Suffolk and Metzias, we do use Chazaka.
Maybe he needs to say that it's Command Lesser, because if you would say Command Isa, then the Chalak wouldn't be a Chalak.
Why not? This is a Suffolk and Metzias, and this is a Suffolk and Din.
Because you're not going to, because your Muxik is not going to change the fact that there's Adam here.
I don't know.
So the same far that you say by the Chazaka shouldn't change the din. So the Chazaka shouldn't change the fact that it shouldn't change the fact that it's going against Adam.
Okay, I hear you structurally. Regretfully, I don't know enough, but I hear you. In other words, you're saying structurally like this. So if it's a Mechanish Aswara, that by Sveika the Dina, we don't use Chazaka. Why not? We don't know. David doesn't tell you why not. We don't, first of all, we don't even know if he holds that this Svara, Mishima Chazaka, the Yishana Adin, or some other Svara. We don't know what the logic, why Sveika the Dina is different than any other Suffolk. So you're saying that if he would have left the Suffolk and Suvis as Trevitrei Commander Isha, then in Svara, it would be equivalent to Sveika Adina. And the same logic that you have by Sveika Adina that says that you can't use Chazaka would also say that you can't use a Chazaka by Trey Vitray. So therefore, Taibis had to do in his answer two things. Taibis had to make really, you know, it really almost like Taibis out of order, but that's not a problem. Taibis' answer is that by a Sveik and Adina, you don't use Chazaka, because there's some reason why Sveik and Adina don't have Chazaka. The Torah is Mechadesh, some new Svara, why you can't use Chazaka by Sveik and Adina. Torah holds that Svara should apply to Trey V'Trey, and therefore he had to make the Trey V'Trey command of Lesa so that Svara shouldn't apply to Trey V'Trey. Right? Right? That's what you're saying? What?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't misquote you. Okay. What did you want to say, Sandy?
Yeah. According to Chaim, why does Tosos have to ask from Trey V'Trey? Why can't Tosos just ask from just a suffix that has nothing? Meaning, I'm a Marikama. He's a Muxak right now, and neither one of us has anything else. The Marikama wins. So why couldn't you just ask from that?
You know, why did Tosos? What was Tosos thinking in his Havamina? How did he understand? You know, there is. How did he understand the Rashbam? If he didn't know this Svara of Sveika the Dina, that's what you're saying. In other words, if the Rashbam, the Chayyim Poshup in the Rashbam is saying this is Svara Sveika the Dina, but apparently Poshup Shat, Taibis in his Havamina doesn't know Sveika the Dina. If that Sveika the Dina is unique, it's different than any other Sveika. Taibis is only Mechadish that in his Maskana. So if Taibis is only Mechajan and Maskana, so Stam, Taibis should look at the Rashbam and say, Rashbam, you're not making any sense. Because everybody knows that by Karka, if there's a Suffolk, the Marikama beats the toughest. Called now the Cheskes Gemoshanim. Right, we have a Shchune Gavoy. I don't know, I didn't go through Cheskes about them, but I'm sure there are many cases where we're not sure if you have a Cheskes Gemoshanim. We don't know if you have a Cheskes Gemoshanim or not. And the din is that the Marikama wins, Misafek. Right, that's pretty clear in Baba Kama, that if you don't know if the guy in a Cheskes Gemoshanim, if the Eidim say we don't remember, I say I was here for 3 years. Hey, we'll go out. I have witnesses, and the neighbor saw me. We bring the neighbors to court, and the neighbor dropped dead. You know, lo aleinu, the neighbor dropped dead. The neighbor says, "I forgot. I hit my head, and I have anesthesia, and I don't remember. And one day I wasn't there. I went to a wedding, whatever it is." So the din is, in all those cases, the din is Amari Kama wins. Right, that was the Shaila Shchune Gavoy, where the Marikama claims that I was there. Shaila, whose burden of proof is on it? But Poshup Shad is the Marikama wins when there's a suffix. So how did Tavis understand the Rashbam? That's what Sandy.
Let me first ask a question.
How did Tavis understand the Rashbam? So why over here that be suffix? Do we pass it like Rabba Bayara? The Marikama should win. And my type should have known because it's a sfeika of the Dina. So then he doesn't have to say it in his answer. He should have only said in his answer, Trey, command of Essa. Right? That's what Sandy's saying, basically. In other words, if type is understood, in other words, if type speaks out two things in his answer, Hashtis, I mean, Taibis didn't know that in his Avamina. So if he didn't know that in his Avamina, so if he didn't know Sfeika Adina is different, so then how in the world did he read the Rashbam? We should have asked a much more basic question without having like that's what Rashi used to always say. Why did he have to go through Bikias, through Shas? Should have asked Minei Ubeyim from Baba Basra. Everybody knows Marikama beats Muksik. Toughest when there's no Cheskes Gemoshanim. So what's John the Rashbam?
Rebbe once told us that there's a very big difference between 50-50 and 0 and 100. In other words, you either have 0 or you have 100 by those sfeikas. It's a very different suffix, as I said before, when you have a Vade 50-50. So Tais is saying if you hold Trey is command the Isa, that's a Vade 50-50. And if he's standing in the land with a 50, that's a very, very powerful, and that's shot why we can't move him. It's not 0 or 100 that we're trying to machria. Maybe it's 99. It's a different world of fakers. I think everyone said that. I don't know.
Okay, so but what how does what is this? I haven't to hear.
That's what Sandy was. Sandy was asking, what's the difference between a regular suffix? Marika, I mean, you have suffix. Shchuni Gavoy is a suffix. Over there, either he was there, he has 100, or he has 0. That's a very different suffix than a 50-50. 50% says he's 100%. Something like that. I don't remember exactly how Rebbe said it. But if 50% says he's 100% or something, and then with him standing there, I can't move that 50. I don't have it exactly, but something like that. It's a very different type of, in the world of sfeikism, it's different, something.
In other words, what I think you're saying is, let me put words in your mouth, but maybe you're saying is that Tavis and his Havamina understood that the Rashbam is saying Sveika the Dina. That's why over here is different, because it's a Sveika the Dina. But Tavis's problem was, and this is something a little bit like what Chaim was saying, that Trey Vitrey, Commander Isa, does the same thing as Sveika the Dina does. So then Tavis asks Akasha. Tavis answers, you made a mistake. It's not Trey Vitrey, command to Isa, command to Lassa. And the end of Tavis that he speaks out that it's a Sveika the Dina, that's just speaking out what he always knew, even before he asked his Kasha. I think how you would have to read. You'd want to read Taisus. Taisus, when he read the Rashbam, he knew the Rashbam is saying Sveika the Dina is different than a regular suffix. He knew that. He brought a raya But you can't say such a thing because Trey Vitrey is the equivalency of a Sveika Adina because of what Shmuel is saying, because you have a Vadai Kayach. So it does the same thing as Sveika Adina does. So if it's answered, it's command the lesser. And now I can go back to what I thought always. And he just speaks out what he thought always.
Rebbe doesn't like them Shaka Vatai?
Not especially. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It goes into the gather of what they say, Rob the Chukim Emes. In other words, it's not glat because it comes out that Tysus spends most of his time in his answer speaking out things that he knew in his question. And his whole answer in this giant 10-line answer, I don't know, 10-line, is just one line, Trey Vitrey Commander Lasso. And everything else that Typhus says, he's faking on the Dina, Commander Lasso, everything else Typhus knew in his question. So it's not so nice in the Lashon. But that doesn't mean it can't be true. You know, it could be a true.
Would Rabbi ask the same question the other way and say, how did Tyson understand Barshatya without Baba Basra? Before he knew Commander Lessa and he thought it was Commander Issa, did he understand Ksubas in a vacuum?
Yes, of course. Because Mare Kama by Karka is stronger than Tfisa. In other words, the Svara is that Tfisa of Karka is not a real Tfisa because many people say you cannot really hold Karka because you can't put Karka in your pocket. And even if you could hold it, there's definitely no Svara of Hazaka Kol Matachas Yada Hu Shalom by Karka because it's no worse than Gaidris Einem Hazaka. So therefore, you know, because we know how you got there because you walked on the land. So the muksik of Karka is a very, very weak muksik. There's no real physical strongholding. You can't lock it up in a safe and keep anyone out because you put a fence, the guy will break down the fence and walk in. If the other, the guy feels it's his, he'll just walk in. You know, what's going to stop him? Going to put guards
there. So even Trey Commander Issa, we would still go with the Marikama.
Right. In other words, the pashtus is that Mare Kama is stronger by Karka. The simple pshat of Baba Kama and Baba Basra, the reason why you need Cheskas Gimel Shanim is because by Karka, the Mare Kama is stronger than the Tfisa. Either it's because Tfisa by Karka is a garnish, or even it's not a garnish, but it doesn't beat a Mare Kama.
So what forced Tysus to change that?
What?
So what forced Tysus to say Commander Lasa and Ksubas? Why can't he stick with Commander Issa?
That was our question. That's what we were questioning. That was a group of our question. If Tysus' answer is that Pshat and Rabbah in Ravida Baravid because it's fake of the Dina, and that's why you don't use Marikama, because there's some special Yisoid that Mishuma Chazaka La Yishtana Adin. So why does he have to switch Pshat and Baba Kama? Keep Baba Kama the way he always understood Baba Kama, that Mare Kama is better than a muksik. And over here, there's a, just be Mechadesh, one Chiddush, that by Sveik and Adina, we don't use Mare Kamas. Right? That was the question that we started with. So Chaim wanted to answer that we don't know what this Svara is, that why by Sveik and Adina, we can't use Chazaka. Even though the Rashivas say some Svara, Mishuma Chazaka, Nishtan Adin, I don't even know what those words mean. That's just the words. And I don't know if everyone holds of that Svara. And we don't know if Taivis meant that Svara. Maybe Taivis meant a different Svara. But there's some Svara out there that Taivis is saying that by a Marik, by a Sveik and Adina, you don't use Chazaka. So he's saying, Chaim, that it could be that if the Trey Vitrey Commander Issa, then the Edim have the same power as a Sveika Adina. Sveika Adina is something like that you're going against there's a strong side against you. The Rambam is paskening not like you. Rabba is here. I hear it. Chaim saying, I don't know if I want to. I once went to Rav Scheinberg when I first got married. I used to go like once to try and get him Claudia Psak. So Rav Scheinberg said, try and remember, he said an amazing Claudia Psak that when you have a suffix, he held, not everyone agreed with him, but he held. And when you have a suffix, we in halacha, we say suffix deraisa nekuda, suffix deraisa nechumra, suffix drabana nekuda. Chazal say. Now, what happens when you have a mechaber brings a stama and a yeshayimrim? So a stama and a yeshayimrim means the ikir is like the stama. So it's a kavachaymer. Madach, if you have a suffix. We say suffek drabar nekuda. So what if you have a stoma and the yeshayimrim and the stoma is mego? So for sure we should say suffek drabar nekuda, because even if it was a 50-50 suffek, we would say suffek drabar nekuda. Here, when it's a stoma, which means that that's the ikker, and then a yeshayimrim, you should surely say suffek drabar nekuda. Said Rav Scheinberg, no. When it's a stam and a yeshayimrim, you can't say savit rabban nekuda because there's a yeshayimrim. You can't ignore the yeshayimrim. The yeshayimrim is one of the gedolei hador. So you can't just be oblivious to it. You have a savik, okay, so say savit rabban nekuda. But a yeshayimrim, the Rambam, the Rosh, whoever that yeshayimrim is, you gotta give him credence. So you can't just ignore him. So even though we would say Tzavik Drabar Nekuda, but we have a Yeshayimrim, you got to be more Machmer. So that's, I think, a little bit to put words in Chaim's mouth. That's what Chaim is saying. By Sveika the Dina, the reason why we don't use Chazaka is because there's Rabbi here. There's Rabbi Yosef here. You can just go ahead and just say, put on a Chazaka. Even if it's not Rabbi, even if it's the Yashris of the Suffolk, there's Das Torah, there's a Lumdish Atzad, there's a Eidol the Eidol Divin Okim Chayim, which is saying like this, and you're gonna use Chazaka. You can't do that. So likewise, there's a Svara that by Trey Vitrey, you also can't do that. Trey Vitrey, the ultimate beer, and you're gonna use a Chazaka. It's the same Svara. Just like you can't use a chazaka when you're to ignore Rabba, you can't use a chazaka to ignore Trey Vitrey. So therefore, Tysus had to come on and say, I'm not using a chazaka to ignore a Trey Vitrey, because command the Lessa. Oh, if it's command the Lessa, so then I'm not ignoring the Trey Vitrey. So then you can't use Chazaka to ignore a Rabba. Rabba, you can't.
Chazaka or Marikama?
Marikama, we're assuming, is a Chazaka. Okay. Chazaka, I don't mean a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. I mean a Chazaka de Meikara.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Not word clear. I'm not speaking clear. We're talking about, you have a Chazaka learned from Bayis HaMenuga. That Chazaka. The Tovitz is saying that by Sveika Adina, you don't use Chazaka by Samenuga. Why not? So the language, I don't know. So we're saying maybe the Svara is because there's a Chazaka, which is not a beerer. By Samenuga is not really a beerer. It just says leave it in status quo. You can't rely on a leave it on status quo to go against the Das Torah of Eidol V'Eidol Divrei Elokim Chayim, that says there's a yashris in halacha that says fakir, there's rabba, whether any sekadina means there's somebody on that side that's saying fakir. So you can't ignore that side. If it's a suffix and mitzias, so in suffix and mitzias, there's no champion of that side. So then a chazaka de meikara can say, we don't hold to that side. But if it's a Sveika the Dina, then there's a rabbi, there's a rabbi Yosef, there's somebody that's advocating for this side, and it's based on the Das Torah that with that forget we can't Chazal saying Eidel, you can't shlug it up.
How does that lead you to passing like Rabba though? You can't ignore Rabba and Rava. You can't ignore Rabba.
Therefore, you follow Muksik. Muksik means Mandikov and Akeva. There's two different forces here.
But Muksik, there is no Karka. But Karka, there is no Muksik.
There is a gather of the Gemara says, "Hey, get the Kaima Ara, take them." That's a weak Mandikov and Akeva. That's what they do say. That I didn't make up. This when our Gemara says Heicha dekayma ara tekum, that obviously means a man to come in a keva. I will usually say that by karka. So apparently, by some extent, you do. So what they're saying is as follows: that normally, by a regular safek, we go by marikama by in karka. Is stronger than the Mandikov and Akeva because it's a weak Mandikov and Akeva because you don't really have a good grip on it, whatever. And therefore, the Marikama beats the Mandikov and Akeva. But by Sveika the Dina, you can't use the Chazaka as a beerer of Chazaka Kamaisa as learned out from Bayez Haminuga. Therefore, you can't use a chazaka as a beer because you can't fight with a beer. Chazaka is made kar as a beer. Since it was this way, chazaka is mevayer. You say cheskas ema hani nabas. So a chazaka made kar as a mevayer. So you can't use a mevayer of a chazaka b'makom sveikin adina because there's a rabbi here. But a muksik. Muksik doesn't claim to be Mavayer. Muksik just says Mandikov and Akeva. So a Muksik you can use in a Makam Safek. So Tavis is saying that since it's a Sveg and Adina, you cannot use a Chazaka to make Kara, which is a Beerer, because you can't use a Beerer in a Makam of a Sveg and Adina, because you can't use a Beerer to shlug up Rabba. Therefore, you have to use a man out of the enemy suffix to get in. So Tavis had a kasha, and this is what the Chaim said. So if that's the case, Trey, also you can't use a beerer because you can't use a beerer of Chazaka against Aiden. It's like a beerer of Chazaka doesn't work against Vega the Dina because you can't use a Chazaka beerer against Rabba. You can't use it against Aiden. And for Tysus, command the lesser. Therefore, I'm not using the Chazaka maker against Adim.
Aren't the words of Tosus Mashba that he always knew that it's command the lesser? But you need to make, even still, even between command the lesser and Trevor Trey, he still he thought they were the same.
If he always knew it, why is he saying the answer?
No, but the first lines, the Tzarek Litzchok, or Farish, or Lachalik, right? And that's all he thought that Trevor Trey is sick of the rice here?
Before
the Chilukas Pasher, the way we're saying it, the Chilukas Pasher. One of them, you have something here, one of you don't have something here.
Because anybody held it.
Maybe the Kimta is the Kimta may be Dokic, but the what's Dokic about this cook?
To say Trevor Trey command the lesson is a big fish. There's no Gemara anywhere that says Trevor Trey command the lesson. I don't think that's a yeshiva. It's true. It's like Sovig and Trevor Trey, Svega de Raisa, Svega de Rabbanan. But they don't use the words command the lessa. Command the lessa, I think, I'm not sure because you have to, I'm not a bucky, but I think command the lessa is a lotion in the Svarim that they mechanic just kiddish, that the Aden disintegrate. The Gemara says Sveka deraisa, Sveka derabana doesn't necessarily mean that. That just means whether the Chazaka can work or not. It doesn't mean that the Aden disintegrate. Command the lesser is a chiddush, and Tavis is saying that the Adim, Pashas is not command the lesser. Pashas is command the Isa, but they neutralize each other. They're equal. And since they're each other, it's a standoff. But David is saying command the lesser is not that they're equal, but that they don't exist. That's a big chiddush. So what Chaim said, telling Chaim what Chaim said is that you need command the lesser because otherwise Adim has the same chashivas as a dina. The chashivas of a dina is that you're arguing with Rabba. You can't use a chazaka to make Gara to argue with Rabba. Well, just like you can't use a chazaka to make Gara to argue with Rabba, you can't use a chazaka to make Gara to argue with Adim. So he needed both parts. That's what I think that's what the pshat that we're trying to say.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what is those things don't think about this. Like,
okay, well, so I think they probably can make up lots of things.
I know, but it's just like, I don't know, it was very strange loss from the beginning. I thought it was
okay. I would like for Sunday, because the suggestion was if everyone doesn't scream, to continue for one more week and end next Wednesday. So, assuming that's what we'll do, unless someone disagrees. But that was a suggestion. So I would like during next week to do the next half of Taisis, which is the part that is more, the Migud Haitzi part, because it's a whole different section. So I like to leave what we're working on today. This is the first answer. Taisis slugs it up because it's not Mashma and the Lashon of Hilkasa. And then I want to start from the Nirin Ari. We're going to start the Nirin Ari and spend 1 week 4 days on this Migud Haitzi, if we assuming that we have what to do there.
Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim was Machriya on the Yesh.